Shalom Aleichem. Welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Shira, Shabbos Parshas B'Shalach. I'd like to discuss with you a fundamental idea regarding Kriyas Yamsuf, something that is more of a general, a Dover Chloe, a general thought about Kriyas Yamsuf. And if we have time, we'll show that if the Devart is done, that it actually answers many other questions besides that main point which it comes to the answer. Well, let me begin. In Kriyas Yamsuf, in this week's parasha, Chazal tell us, Torei Zav Nasa Lecha, in the Kudei Sakasas. Gemara says, Torei Zav Nasa Lecha, that is a reference to the booty of Yamsuf, which is compared to gold, in the Kudei Sakasas, with the booty of Mitzrayim, which is compared to silver. From this, Chazal understand that the booty, the Biza Sayam, was much greater than what was taken in Mitzrayim. Question is why it should be so. It's clear from last week's parasha that the promise to Avraham Avinu was accomplished by what was taken out of Mitzrayim before Yamsuf. Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, please borrow, Shemayavar Isit Tzadik, Avraham Avinu Isim Kiyam Behem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu only kept the promise of causing Klal Yisrael to work for the Egyptians. It's clear that the Kiyum was in last week's Parsha, when they left Mitzrayim with wealth. The question then is, why would it be that this episode of awarding wealth to Klal Yisrael should be with a greater wealth than the previous, than the leaving of Mitzrayim, which seems to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's obligation to call Israel? The second question, which is in a way quite similar, and that is that we say at the Haggadah that the Mitzrayim lakul be'etzba v'al hayom be'yad, that in Mitzrayim the makas are compared to a finger of God, and on the yom it's compared to a hand. So that if the Mitzrayim there were 10 makas, then on the yom there were 50. In Mitzrayim there were 40 makas, then on the Yom it was 200. In Mitzrayim 50, then on the Yom 250. According to everyone, the miracles that took place at Yamsuf were far greater than what took place in Mitzrayim. And again we ask the question, why should it be so? Why should it be that the miracles that had to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim, we have a mitzvah zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim, we have a mitzvah to remember, should be greater? Should not be great. Why should the Mitzrayim miracles not be greater than the miracles of Yamsuf? This is also a difficult. The third question is the fact that at the night of the Seder, it's the night of the 15th of Nisan. The mitzvah is to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim and the events that led up to Yitzias Mitzrayim. That night, there's no mitzvah to remember Matan Torah. There's no mitzvah to remember the fact that we conquered Eretz Yisrael, or any of the miracles that followed later. The night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's a mitzvah to remember what took place then. Why is it that at the Haggadah, we sit there talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim, and then we interject? And guess what? At the Yamsuf, it was five times as great. That seems to be an inappropriate comment to make at the night of the Seder. Imagine, you go to someone's art. If someone speaks in praise of the chassan, he says a lot of nice things. And then he says, you think the chassan is great? You should see his chavrusa. His chavrusa is better. If the chassan is a 10, the chavrusa is a 50. If the chassan is a 200, the chavrusa is a 250. That would be totally inappropriate to say. Why do we stay on the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim? To answer these questions, I'd like to share with you a basic thought. On the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. The people were really not sure how HaKadosh Baruch Hu viewed them. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take them out of Mitzrayim? Was it because of God's love to the Jewish people? Because of his love? Or perhaps no. It was because God had promised Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and he had to keep his promise. It's like an old chay. The pasuk says, "Yisrael kimes b'risay es Avraham es Yitzchak es Yaakov." And there's one who remembered his promise. So as Klal Yisrael is leaving Mitzrayim, they're not sure what is God's faith, so to speak, towards us. Is it a faith? overwhelming love, and that's the reason for all these miracles? Or is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, keeps his promise, and that's why we're going down? Later, Klai Yisrael comes to Yamsuf, still unsure of exactly where they're standing. And there's a threat. There's a threat from the army that's chasing them. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not promise Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov that they would be saved at the Yamsuf. Just like we find in the Midbar, that the Rabbi Shalom expresses a thought to destroy Klal Yisrael and begin again from Moshe Rabbeinu, so too that could have happened at Yamsuf. And here at the Yam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not obligated to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will do. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed his Ava. This is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed his Ava, his overwhelming love to Klal Yisrael. By doing things he didn't have to do. After Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael sang Shira. They realized that the entire Yetzias Mitzrayim was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to Klal Yisrael, was HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing his love to Klal Yisrael. When they left Mitzrayim, they weren't in the mood to say Shira. They did not know which attitude HaKadosh Baruch Hu was taking them out of Mitzrayim. Now they knew it was love. Oz Yashir, now they sang. Gaber Ha'isa Me'ahava. As I'll say, one who does with love does more, does greater. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Yamsuf opened the reservoir of love and showered Klal Yisrael with an abundance of wealth, an abundance of miracles, way beyond what they had earlier. To show, Maisim Maseichin says that one act shows the previous act. It proves the intention of the previous act. In other words, by Yamsuf, we saw that Yetzias Mitzrayim was done with love. And that's why it was done in a way that shows the greater love. This idea is that Kriyas Yamsuf is great in that it shows, it's megala, that everything that happened previously in Yetzias Mitzrayim was done with this extraordinary love. But this we understand that in the Siddur, when we accomplish the daily mitzvah, morning and evening, of Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, we do that when we say Shema. We say, Ani Hashem Elokechem Asher Yetzias Yitzchem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I am your God that took you out of Mitzrayim. And at that time, we have Kavana to be Mekayim, the daily mitzvah, so say, of Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. We mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, and certainly the mitzvah is to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, not the Yamsuf. But just like on the Haggadah night, we mention Kriyas Yamsuf, actually we don't. We don't talk about the fact that we crossed the Yam. We mention only the idea that at Kriyas Yamsuf Hashem showered us with an abundance of love. And that is done to reveal that Yetzias Mitzrayim was done with love as well. So too, after we say Yetzias Mitzrayim at Shachris, we go on to mention Kriyas Yamsuf at Shachris. We say, V'yamsuf lehem bakata v'zei din tibata v'zei din mavarta. We mention Kriyas Yamsuf. Not only that, we mention the song. Those expressions that we all say together right before Shemona Esrei are expressions of Klal Yisrael showing a reciprocal love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying Hashem Yimlach Lo'ayvam Vo'ed, by saying Micha Maicha. Similarly, by Marit, after we say it's Yitzias Mitzrayim, do you hear Shema? We follow that by saying, Hamagir Bonavet Gizrei Yamsuf. As we say, we again mention Kriyas Yamsuf. Why? Because Kriyas Yamsuf is a megala. It shows the love of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And so, this is, I think, more of an overview type of glance at Kriyas Yamsuf, what took place in this week's parasha. I'd like to move on to a Rashi, the first pasuk of the Shi. Rashi, in the very first with them attached one to the other. What an amazing miracle. What's the purpose of this miracle? Why does it matter? What is the message? Who cares if the horse and the rider were still attached to each other or not? The answer lies in Rashi, in Bereishit, at the episode of Yosef, where he was enticed by the wife of Potiphar. And there in Perek Lamedtes, Pasuk Yud, the Pasuk tells us that he could dabra el Yosef yon yoyim, v'loi shama eleha. Yosef did not listen to her to sin. Mishkav etzlo li yosima, to lie with her, to be with her. Rashi says, li yosima lo ilam haba. There's an idea that when a person does an aveira in this world, it's not so evident to tshuva for it, he's stuck with that aveira for eternity. Means to say that had Yosef sinned with Eishes Potiphar, he would be stuck with her forever. He would be with her till Olam Haba. The Medrash says, Lios ima, Olam Haba, ukshura by kakelet. She would be tied to him like one who walks a dog. Meaning to say that if a person is attached to Averis, he comes to Olam Haba, and he's stuck, he walks wherever he goes with the Avera. In Olam Hazeh, in this world, a person might do an Avera that's sin or hidden. When he comes to the Olam HaEmes, Lasset Lavai, he'll be known, because he will walk everywhere with this Avera. Sus v'reich boi Roma v'ayom is a message. A person who does such an awful remission, an Egyptian, who follows Paray to chase Klal Yisrael after all that happened, and he has the nerve, the gall, to still have the chutzpah and ride into the Yamsuf. That existence of one who, with great audacity, tremendous chutzpah, is violating the will of Hashem, is a stand which remains for eternity. The person is stuck. He's stuck with the horse. And that's a mussar. It's a mussar for the Yetzirah we have. We want to be able to shed the Yetzirah, want to be able to let go of it, we have to picture what it means. In private, a person may click on the internet and see things and do things that he would be ashamed of it when people see. But remember, Teshura by Kekelev, Lassid Lava in the Mishnah Rekia and Olam Haba, is going to have to walk around, walking the internet, clicking on these things that everybody can see. That idea, that thought is powerful. And hopefully it's a powerful thought, the thought of Susra, Leiroma, Vayam, being stuck together forever, something which should be able to help us in battling the Eitzahar. I'd like to leave you with a question. It's well known that Moshe Rabbeinu was commended for taking the bones of Yosef out of Mitzrayim. Well, that you had to do it. Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. Moshe Rabbeinu did it. Why Moshe? Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs, because he was wise enough. It's a bit disturbing. Because if we look at the Gemara in Sota Daf Yud Gimel, which tells us about Moshe Rabbeinu taking the bones of Yosef out of Mitzrayim, the Gemara says, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know where Yosef's bones were? The Gemara says, he went to Sarah Bas Asher, who remembered that the coffin, the metal coffin of Yosef, had been thrown into the Nilus, had burial at sea. And Moshe Rabbeinu went there, and by miracle, threw in wood, which sunk, the metal coffin came up, and he took the bones of Yosef out of Mitzrayim. I don't understand. How could you complain that anybody else should have done it? Nobody else could have performed such a miracle, throwing the wood in and bringing the metal up. Such a nace only Moshe could do. And that needs an explanation as to why we look at Moshe Rabbeinu as being a chacham leiv to choose to do it, when really almost no one else could have done it. The second thing which disturbed me about the Gemara is the fact that the Gemara asks, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know where Yosef's bones were? Sarah Bas Asher was still alive. Today we go to Kibrei Tzadikim all the time. The Kibrei of a Tzadik is a place to daven. No one would ask, how do you know where the Maros HaMatzeh is? How do you know where Kibrei Rachel is? We remember it. Jews remember forever where it is. We're constantly attached. We're constantly visiting. Doesn't it seem strange happy Rosh Hashanah, and hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will perform a miracle again, and trees will bloom and blossom and give forth their fruit to humanity. Something that we say, of course, it's going to happen. It happens every year. But the miracle of Tu Bishvat is a miracle. And from these dead trees will come forth fruit, will come forth leaves that give beautiful shade, that we remember every year on Tu Bishvat.